Hello, good morning again. Now, yes, I am for myself, Pablo Tesone. I am with Carolina Hernandez, and we are going to present bootstrapping minimal reflective language kernels. That basically is something that we use for Faro itself, but we want to be able to use for other tools. I am with Carolina Hernandez. She's a PhD student. She's working a lot in the bootstrapping of kernels using Faro and the tools and the problems that we have on them. So the question should be, I will do a little introduction of the problem that we have, and she will provide the solutions to them. Well, this is myself. I am a Faro engineer. I work in the Faro Consortium. I basically my job is trying to take the innovative ideas and the nice things done by researchers and try to do it them for real with an industrial quality and some type of trying to do it for real. So what are crafted kernel languages? Well, basically, the idea that we have is that we want to produce as many languages as we need. We want to produce as many runtimes as we need. We need to produce to have the ability to produce languages and runtimes for small domains or languages and runtime for specific domains. And we want to have a given language that give us support for implementing our problem, but also it gives us all the tools that we need, but not much more, because we want to have small languages. Why? Basically, this is used for IoT, for all the resource-constrained devices that we can have, but also it can be useful when we are paying by resources. For example, if we are using cloud computing or if we are using virtualization, we want to improve the usage of resources. So we only want to pay what we are really using. But as this is a piece of software, we have to generate it from the source code. We have to compile it. We have to deploy it. If it has some kind of problem, we want to debug it, and we want to update it. So if we take our system, so big system, and we start reducing it, and we remove, for example, the debugging capabilities, how we debug it? So we will have to have shipping in the small runtime all the debugging capabilities. Or if we want to update it, well, we have to also keep the updated. So we want to try to see what are the tools required to minimize this overhead and still be able to debug the system, update them dynamically, and develop them in a nice reproducible way. So our proposed approach is use a high-level bootstrap where we have a language that uses a lot of reflection, where we can define in our small language, in our small runtime, a lot of the operations, a lot of the required reflective operations to do these modifications. We want to generate them, these small language and kernels, by doing a bootstrap. This is normal. We want to start from the source code only. But we want to do it in an environment and set of tools that allows us to debug it, to update, and to deploy this working in a high level. We don't want to be crafting the language kernel really by hand because it takes a lot of work. Actually, we are using a bootstrapping process for Faro itself. But the problem with that is that this bootstrapping process is very complicated. We need to master a lot of things to know before being able to touch it without crashing. Or you start touching and run the full bootstrap, it fails. Touch again, it fails. And it takes a lot of time. So we want to have really good tools that uses the reflective features, uses the ability to interpret the language and to simulate it, and give us better bootstrapping tools. So this is in part some development to improve our life, like developers of Faro, to bootstrap new versions of Faro, but also it can be extended to bootstrap smaller kernels and smaller applications. So basically, the context that we have now in Faro is that we have a language definition or a runtime definition that is basically source code, a Smalltalk source code that we execute. This Smalltalk source code is run inside a pre-existing file that we will generate a new image executing the code and the bootstrap step by step. This problem is that touching the modifying this source code requires a lot of knowledge or a lot of patience because it is a lot of trial and error. Once the full Faro image generates a small image of the kernel, it can be executed itself independently in its own virtual machine. However, I will pass now to Carolina. This can always fail. Most of the time, this fails. That is the problem.
Okay, so as Pablo was saying, yes, the bootstrap process is complicated, and the thing is that it requires a lot of expertise to debug it and to basically modify the language definition. So the problem specifically is that inside the language definition, if we have unintended errors, which we will call defects, okay, they will generate failures during the bootstrap process or during the execution of the kernel after it was deployed. So yeah, it can happen that some defects prevent the kernel from generating, and that's fine. We can know ahead of time. But the problem is some kinds of defects, they will manifest only after. So we will generate a buggy kernel, which will fail here. And the problem is that in here, sometimes we are running this small kernel in a resource constrained device, given the fact that the kernel is small, we don't have debugging support, we don't have sometimes the layer of communication to debug remotely, so this is the challenge, okay? What do you want? What do we want? We want to open the bootstrap process to the community, and we want to allow to anyone to be able to modify the current bootstrap process of Faro or to use the same set of tools for creating their own small languages. So, since fixing errors is a complex task, we intend to provide high-level tools which will allow us to create, maybe from zero if you want, or modify an existing language definition, just the source code, and after to debug the full process. Okay, so among the tools that we are providing, we have a code editor, okay, which is used to modify the source code of the language. And this code editor provides the same features that the code editor in Faro provides currently. We can browse code, navigate, we can perform refactorings, etc. And this is something that we didn't have before because usually the edition of the code was made by hand in a plain text file. So this is to start with. The next thing that we are providing is debugging support, okay? So we provide a custom debugger which allows us to debug the bootstrap process, but also the application that will run inside the generated kernel, okay? So, and this debugger will allow us to debug the application before the deploying. So we managed to do this by providing a simulated environment in which the application will run and we will be able to debug it. This debugger also provides